listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And we are here to shine a lot of bright light on the world today. How's it going, Tony?
It is going great. It's beautiful out here today. Snow.
Yeah, we saw a lot of crazy pictures, absolutely.
And we both live in the Northeast, and I don't miss it.
Not a bit.
Snow comes on, and I watch everyone in snow, and I go, what are they doing? Where is that?
You know what I love about being in Southern California, and we've only been here for 2 years, so this is still all new to us. I love that we can go to the beach 7 miles away, but from where we live, we can look to the left, and there's a mountain with snow on top of it. That is as close as I plan to get.
Yeah, so if we really feel a strong desire to see snow or experience cold weather, we can take about an hour drive and be up in the mountains.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So let's talk about what Humanitarian Radio is.
What is Humanitarian Radio? Run into and the stories that we get to hear of great things that people are doing around the world. There's so many organizations that I was never aware of before starting this radio station, and now that I know about it, I just think it's really great that we're starting to put a spotlight on people that are doing great things as opposed to the evening news, which is nothing but disaster.
I like that we get such interesting response from people when we hand them our card and we tell them what we do. They say, oh, what do you do? Oh, we're hosts of a radio show, Humanitarian Radio. What is that? It's a show that just makes everything positive. It tells you everything that is awesome that's going on in the world as opposed to everything bad. And every single time we get some kind of answer like, wow, that's so cool you guys are doing that. Nobody's doing that. That's amazing.
Every TV show that came out that was going to be nothing but good news, like Les Brown and a number of other TV hosts, and she said they all failed. And I said, yeah.
How sad.
How sad. I said, you know, Oprah's doing something now on her station called Super Soul Sundays. And the woman goes, well, she's Oprah. That's why. She gets to do that. And I said, isn't it interesting that we've come to a society where they just drama and a more Maury Povich show and who's the baby's dad?
Yeah, it is. Well, and the crazy reality shows and all that. So I think that I don't want to say I think that. I know that we're absolutely making a difference by doing this, and I'm hoping that we're setting precedents and it inspires other people to get on the game train here and do humanitarian things, spread the humanitarian word. It's like, people, we're not going to have somebody just come in, drop in, and save the day. We have to save our own day and our own people and our own societies. It's up to us to make changes and make differences that make everybody live an awesome life.
I think what's really great is that we are leading by example, and not just by ourselves, but by others that are doing things. I mean, we've run into people that have just started their own organization out of the clear blue.
Yep.
And said, this is what I want to do. I want to support the vets, or I want to...
Last week you had Gail on the show.
Right, who's doing things with book bags, and she wants to give every kid a book and a backpack because she feels that that would help inspire them to learn more so they'll feel more part of the group.
And she's just one beautiful woman who decided that she was going to do something from what she said was inspired by God. She felt that she had received a message that it was time that she pitched in and did something, and she came up with this idea of what she felt like, in her mind, is the perfect thing to help kids, a brand new backpack to start out the beginning of the year and a book inside. And you don't even realize how many kids don't even own a backpack because they live on the streets. They don't even own a house. They don't even own a car. They're, you know.
Well, she told the story of, real quick, she told the story that she's been a teacher's aide for the past 30 years. She said that a young child came in who had an older brother and sister who had been troubled in the past. And as soon as this kid came into the classroom, the teachers are like, oh, great, that's so-and-so. That's their younger brother. They're going to be trouble.
I heard that. I heard that from my two older brothers coming before me.
That's when I could really
relate.
So she went up to the little boy and she said, hey, listen, don't let these teachers mark you as something that you're not. You're yourself, and don't let them put you in a little square peg. You know, you are who you are. And that student came back about, 4 or 5 years later, who had graduated, and said, what you said really inspired me and really kept me on track. You have
excellent.
No idea what you said. And I said, just that little conversation altered that person's life. And you had no idea how strong and powerful that was.
And look at the letter we read last week from the other gentleman that we had.
Melvin.
Yeah, saying, you guys had no idea how bad I was in a mental state when I met you. And you taking the time to talk to me changed everything for me.
Yeah, and I think that's great. You don't realize what kind of power your words have or just your actions. Like you said, if it's a smile, if you pay for someone's toll.
Whatever it is.
The groceries, or if you open a door for someone. It's amazing what little things you can do. So it doesn't need to be this huge endeavor.
No, and in fact, let's talk about some of the things that we know about, that we've either been involved in or know about, that were started by one or two people, a couple, a mother, a son, homegrown.
Yeah, you know, talking about homegrown, there was a thing I saw on Facebook the other day, which was really cool. It's called Operation Skid Row, and I had heard of these guys a while back through a show that we had done with Kiko Ellsworth, and they were there, and they were doing a charity event for them. And this is just two people that decided they were going to start helping the homeless out in L.A.
Well, it was a mom and her 15-year-old son. And the mom was trying to teach lessons to the son in that, you know, people need help out there. Let's go do this. And that's how it started. And now they have a huge team of people. Not huge, huge, but I mean they have a group of people who are now jumping on the bandwagon with them and helping them do this. So tell about what you saw on Facebook, because I saw it too, and I think it's really inspiring.
Yeah, so I was cruising through Facebook, and I saw this little clip that just said hand-to-hand donation drop. And they had a bunch of photos of two people going out to the streets of L.A. and handing out scarves and hats. And everyone thinks, you know, L.A. is so hot and warm, but it's more of a desert climate, so when the sun goes down,
it goes down.
Maybe about 40 degrees, and it's cold. It's cold at night. It's not like Florida, where Florida stays warm even at night. So anyway, the streets are really cold, and just seeing these photographs of these people handing out scarves and tents to those in need is really, really just very inspiring. And what really inspired these people to do this and not go through an organization is they found that there are some flaws even in organizations.
Yeah, and that tends to happen. But more so, they wanted to see where the product was going. They wanted to see the difference they were making. And a lot of people feel like when they drop off donations to here and there, they don't know where it's actually going. These guys know that the people on the streets are getting what they need. In fact, the mom said to me, she goes, I bring diapers directly onto the streets, and I hand them to the families who have children on the street. She goes, that way I know that these women that are on this street are the ones that I'm helping. So I think that's really cool. One of the pictures that I saw and the caption under it is there was a gentleman laying, or a person laying just on a tarp, sheet for covering, and they snuck up onto that person and just laid a blanket on them and didn't disturb them. And you got to know, when that guy or girl, whoever it was underneath there, woke up, they must have really felt blessed that someone was kind enough to put a blanket on top of them.
Yeah.
I think that is just so amazing. So these guys give out scarves and hats and blankets and tents. They're called Operation Skid Row. Definitely, definitely looking for donations all the time. They're brave enough to go down there and be on the streets with the people directly, and if that's not something that you feel you can do with them, help them round up product to give. Help them round up scarves, hats, blankets, and little small pup tents. The other thing I thought was really cool about that, Tony, was there's a picture of everybody in their own little tent, and the street looks so clean.
Oh, that one, yeah,
Wow, yeah. What a difference a tent makes.
I mean, if you had everyone in a tent across the row as opposed to cardboard boxes,
yeah, it was dramatic. I mean, it looked like a little Boy Scout thing as opposed to homeless people in many little mini shelters. Unbelievable. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. I encourage that greatly.
And we're going to try to have them on the show very soon. We're going to contact them because, again, they've so much inspired me to reach out to them and just get the word out about them. So I wanted to let everyone know about them. It's called Operation Skid Row. You can find them on Facebook, and they also have a website. Well, let's talk about last night, what we did.
Yeah, we did a cool thing last night with Easy Way Broadcasting and Eric Zuli. He put on, with his partner Tina, he put on a Toys for Tots toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Los Angeles. And
3100 rooftop.
Yeah. Cool club. Ton of people there. Very exciting. Had a few celebrities that I saw. Our friend Aretha Gray that we had on the show. She's on Off Their Rockers TV show with Betty White. And we also saw Shane Sparks there. Very cool to see people come and bring in a bunch of toys, and it's almost like we all wanted to play with the toys, but, you know, we got to give them to the kids. But what a great thing.
It was a Barbie. Someone saying, like, they had that Barbie doll, and, it was the one from Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, yes. And then Eric Zuli told me that they had someone commit to 25,000 toys. What an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. So if you want to follow that along and see what's going on with the toy drive, I know it goes on for a little bit longer.
Yeah, on December 22nd, they're going to be doing the toy giveaway where you can actually bring toys also. So this was the first installment. This was
the kickoff.
The drive to try to get as many toys as you possibly could. And then on December 22nd at Punch TV Studios in L.A., they're going to be actually giving the toys away. So
excellent.
If you want to come down and be part of that, I know that we're going to be performing at that also, along with another of other bands and performers. But you can bring a toy there and watch the expression of these kids that are in need get a toy, and that's what I think is so cool. You can go to eventsthatcount.com to learn more about that. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Give me that best-case scenario. I want to hear it full-blast stereo.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock song. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off of money now. I'm a magnet, off of money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dwight Havener. I'm with juiceinabottle.com.
Frank Michaelham, director of the Rock Club and Rock for Vets.
This is Therese with allowingyoursuccess.com.
Hi, this is Robert Sarzo. Supporting Humanitarian Radio. Rock on. Hello, my name is Adam Rifkin, and I'm a filmmaker. I made Detroit Rock City and the upcoming film called Reality Show, and I support Humanitarian Radio.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
So we are back on Humanitarian Radio, and what we're talking about today are great things that people take the initiative on their own to do, and that it doesn't have to be a major corporation like the American Red Cross or Salvation Army. These are people that just have taken it upon themselves, literally, to either do clothing, blanket drives, things of that nature, or just go out and do their own thing in order to support humanitarian effort and just do a really good thing for another human. That being said, we've got coming up a good friend of ours, actually good friends, Sean and Tracy Williams. They're from Love All Humans. And they were, Tony, you saw something that they did yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it posted on Facebook, something that they did to go out and feed the homeless on their own. And apparently it's really odd how it happened, actually. I was texting Sean to see if he would actually come out to see our show. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm actually feeding the homeless. And I said, oh, what organization are you doing that from? And he said, my own.
Mine. The organization of Sean and Tracy Williams, two really awesome people who decided to give from their heart. And apparently they've been doing this for years. This is nothing new.
Yeah. So I said, would you like to come on the show and talk about that? And he said, sure.
And without further ado, this is Tracy and Sean Williams. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Oh, right, there you
good morning. Afternoon.
So
that's right.
So we were just telling our listeners about a little bit about what you guys did to go out and feed the homeless. And I thought it'd be really great for you to share your story. And instead of us having us say it, I'd rather have you guys say it. So tell us exactly what you've done or what you do, because apparently this is not the first time you've done it.
No. We do it on every holiday, and every time we do this, a lot of people, if we tell our family or tell others, they say, hey, you should record this, put on videotape, and let everybody else know what you're doing. And I'm like, well, it's not for that factor. I'm not doing it for that factor. What I'm doing is it's at least feed people momentarily. It might not be for a whole day or a week, but you know, it's feeding them, and I've thought about it many ways that if you give someone something, especially at a value of a $5 gift card, it's not cash, it's actual gift card, and this gift card can be used for a meal. Nobody's going to barter and trade a $5 meal. They're going to make sure they're going to eat,
right?
Or maybe buy a 99-cent hamburger one day, and then next day buy another hamburger, and then so. It's up to them to feed themselves, and I thought this would be good to take $100 and go to your local Burger King. Sometimes we go to In-N-Out, or we'll go to different franchises. We just don't, zero in on one franchise. You know, anyone that has these great gift cards that you can purchase for $5, you do this, and it gives that person a feeling of like, hey. I don't need credit cards. I don't need credit. I don't need a debit card. I have dignity. I have a card that can purchase me. That can purchase food for myself. And
right.
To me, it's an awesome feeling. It's a great feeling.
Totally. And you know, something that you just made me think of, a lot of times people get these certificates for McDonald's or wherever, and they're stocking every year. And what a cool thing for you to do if you're the recipient of one of those, to turn around and give it to somebody who needs food.
Pay it forward, yeah.
Yeah. Sean, that's brilliant. I think that's really awesome that you guys do that. And I'm so sure that the inside feeling that you get from doing it matches the inside feeling of the person that you're giving it to.
That's receiving it. Give us a little example, if you could, Sean, as far as, and Tracy, either one.
Hi, Trace.
Of what the experience is like and how you go about doing it. Obviously, you have a stack of cards, because I'm sure a lot of people really don't know.
Where do you go? How do you find a spot?
How do I approach someone? Is it, do you feel embarrassed to approach them? And what's the method of doing it, since you guys have done it more often?
Well, you always want to be in pairs just in case. I mean, that's my advice, is not do something like this alone, because you don't know what's out there.
Right.
But, truly, we just drove around a couple places, and then we saw somebody who had, who was obviously hungry, obviously, not in a good way.
Yeah.
Dirty clothes and shopping cart, etc.
Right.
And we just approached from the front, smiling. And they're actually, if somebody doesn't approach you that's asking you for something, they're very surprised that you're actually coming to them.
Sure.
And
that's the emotional feeling of the giving that you get. It's like, wow.
We don't want anything from you. We want you to enjoy something to eat. Something warm to drink.
Some of these experiences may turn into like what Tony was asking, like sometimes if we go to a person, they'll say, I'm not doing any trouble. I'm not doing anything that's prohibited by law.
Right.
And we're looking at them. No, that's not where it hides. We're all human. This is $5. You know Burger King is? Yeah, there's one right up two blocks. That's right. And so we'll go to places like Pomona. We'll go to L.A. We'll go different places. And sometimes, especially if I see someone that doesn't, you know, a veteran or someone, you know, that's homeless, that doesn't have an arm. You can see that they don't have an arm or a leg, or they're in their wheelchair. Oh my God, we give them, you know, we seek out those people first, you know.
Yeah, because they get the least help.
Circumstances that aren't applying and they're you know, unfortunate times. I understand that, but we're looking for the victims. And then, of course, when we see someone that needs it, we'll give to them as well. But our heart takes us to the person that really, you know, they're not accepted, you know, and we know that. And we accept them. We love all humans. We started Love All Humans Profit Company for reasons, and this is to do one of them. I wish you could do 1,000 and 10,000.
Right.
Well,
we actually learned something from one of our friends, Larry D. Ragland Jr., about talking to the homeless and actually finding out what's going on with them, and you can learn amazing things. We learned so much about one gentleman's life yesterday that I was in tears, and Sean was almost in tears. He was like, but I was bawling because, aww, you know, a life full of service and tragedies for this man, and you know, to be where he is,
it's sad.
It was.
And you know, they're not stories when you hear that these are people that were a dignified business proprietor, and they had it all.
Totally.
I'm thinking,
you know.
Wow. You know, and sometimes I'm like, you know, wow, it's amazing. It's like you're Howard, you know, Hughes. You're so rich, but yet you let your nails grow real long, and you didn't take a shower. It's weird.
Right.
Very, very weird.
You know, Tony and I were talking about this a few weeks ago on our show because I had heard about a guy that was a dentist, and the dentist, his partner, lost the practice. And this guy, this dentist, I mean licensed, could not get another job with another practice, just couldn't get himself a job. He eventually lost his house. He had a family with three children, young children, and they ended up living in the car. From the car, they lost the car and ended up now currently living on the streets. And it's been over a year, and the guy has still not been able to find work, although he still goes out and looks for work every day. He washes up at the Salvation Army. They've given him suits, da-da-da-da-da. But this is people who went to college who, you know, have a career that suddenly the rug just got pulled out from under them. And there's a lot of these kind of people on the streets. They're not all bums and people who aren't making an effort.
Right, right. And I think that's what's so important to understand is that a lot of these people that have ended up on Skid Row are on Skid Row not by their own choice.
Not because they wanted to be there.
Or they're lazy or they're on drugs. It's just they've fallen through the cracks. And it happens more often than you think that the people that are on the streets could have been in service a year ago or a month ago, like you said, could have been your dentist.
Your dentist and suddenly living in a car with children.
Would actually end up on the streets, but they do. So the fact that you guys are going out there and reaching out to them and
not judging.
Yeah, and giving them a little dignity going, here's a card.
Here's something I can do to help you. I think that is
right.
Just.
Well, and here's some of the experiences that we've had. So for others that are listening out there that get moved on what, you know, the Humanitarian Radio with Janie and Tony are doing and are moved by our story, I want you guys to understand the experiences of what happens when you want to do, you know, such good things for other people. When you're moved to give, but you know, sometimes we had one incident. We had a manager of a franchise. We're not going to say it, but came out and said, "Excuse me, what you're doing to my business is hurting my business." The health code department and people know that the airborne urination smell of people are harming, and it's health code. You can't do that. Kids are here eating burgers, ingesting this aroma, this you know, and I understand. So I said, I understand what we're, you know, what your business and this, but you can make an effort as a manager to go outside with your headset on, take their order and bring the food to them.
There you go.
That is what you can do. You can make, okay, there's always a solution to every problem, or if you have a problem, we can resolve it. It just
Absolutely.
Takes common sense and time and cooperation from both parties, not just one
right.
who's giving the order. It has to be from the other person to understand it too, so they're well-educated enough to say, oh, yeah, this is what we have to do. Together, let's do it. And that's what I've done and conveyed. So if I can actually ask if there's any proprietor owners or franchise owners of restaurants in this, you know, following
right.
our, you know, footsteps of what we're doing. I know there's other people that do it other ways of getting cash, and, you know, and doing, giving tens and twenties and fifties and hundreds. The only thing is that I believe that when you do that, you can barter and trade with that. You can just, you know, induce yourself in a lot of things that can do you harm from not progressing to, you know, to fall through the cracks even deeper. So
yeah.
But if you,
and I think that a lot of people feel that way, Sean. I think a lot of people.
It's for them. They see it
right.
for them, and it's a low value, so you can't barter and trade anything, you know, that's going to do someone harm.
When my son was a Boy Scout years ago, what they decided to do, that troop, because they felt the same way, and they weren't going to give out cash because they felt like, well, we don't know where the cash is going, and what our mission is to feed them. So there's a lot of different ways, yes, to do that. What they did was they literally went and bought like 100 hamburgers and handed out the burgers at lunchtime and at dinner time on the streets. So I think there's a lot of cool ways you can get around, you know, any obstacles as far as trying to feed people. I think what you guys
right.
are
now,
doing is just amazing.
That's a great idea. On a personal note, we advise that as a profit company and legality reasons, you know how it is with,
yeah.
you know, health codes, this. We can't do that as a profit company. However, with the Gibbs card, it gives them
right.
the opportunity to go there and negotiate a meal. They get that meal. They can go back to that franchise every day for 99 cents, you know, and get another meal. And it's great, you know, a little hamburger or something
yeah.
that will hold them. And it's a warm meal. I mean,
totally.
A cooked meal for 99 cents, only in the land of opportunity, in the land of dreams here in America does that happen.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's great.
So tell me, are you guys thinking about doing anything else between now and the end of the year as far as drives? And can people get involved in anything that you have going on throughout 2014?
Well, you know, we do. Our calendars are full and packed now. Right now we are providing in our budget. Our budget is very, very limited and small. But we are saving up for our video production of the Vampire Saviors, which is going to help on issues such as this, like addressing issues that are basically making it hard for people to survive. You know,
right.
a lot of people are falling through cracks, you know, and you know, here at Love All Humans, we want to be the cement to fill those cracks, so there'll be, you know, smooth riding for everyone out there, especially if they're, you know, looking to get a meal. It shouldn't be
yeah.
hard to get a meal. It should be
so smooth. You're bringing awareness to the subject. You're bringing awareness to the subject, which is great. And anybody who brings awareness is obviously contributing in a great way, because if more people are aware, more people are going to be helping out these causes. And I think the biggest problem in America is that people turn a blind eye to problems. They don't want to see that. And when groups like you and us keep talking about it in a resolution way of, okay, this is how you can resolve this issue. Hey, people, there's an issue out there. But look, this is how you can help resolve it. I think it makes for a much stronger America. And
I totally agree with that. I was just going to add on that, is that I think what you guys are doing is just saying, hey, instead of just saying there's a problem out there and just going, yeah, there is. Anyway, what are you doing tomorrow? You know, it's more like, well, how could you help out? And no one's asking you to put a Band-Aid on an open wound, but it does help. And every little bit helps. So I think it's just great, because your little contribution, however big or small it is, if everyone were to do it, then there wouldn't be any more hunger in the world. I mean, if you think about how much food we throw away every day compared to how many people go hungry every day, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. There was a great community in Florida that I lived in for a while, and they used to go to the grocery stores at the end of the day, and they would collect all the food that the grocery store was not allowed to sell because it had expiration dates. And even though it was still edible, completely edible, for several days later, the regulations of the government and food processing and all that require them to throw it out. So this group decided to go with four vans around town at 9 o'clock at night, go, and they made these arrangements with the store managers, and they would go and pick up food, whether it was produce or bread or meat or whatever, and they'd bring it to either the Salvation Armies or they'd bring it directly down to the Skid Row areas or the rougher areas of town. And these are things you can do that don't even cost you anything, and you're helping to feed other people in the world. It's just, it's there's easy, easy things to do. And if you're not sure of what you can do, reach out to Love All Humans. Reach out to Humanitarian Radio. We will help to guide you into something really easy that you can do for your own neighborhood, your own people, and, you know, your communities. Sean, where can people find you guys?
Well, you guys can, for the listeners, you can Google Love All Humans. You can email Tracy, which she handles all the logistics and all the relations and that we have for right now and for the future. And that's Tracy at loveallhumans.com. And hopefully by next year when we fund this and we become a little bit, you know, on a larger scale, we would love to have an event where we could have St. Tone perform, and you guys could sing about giving food, giving of food, or a song of like that, and we'll feature it, and we'll just publicize that on a global scale. Because you're right, everyone out there, is, you know, at the end of the day, has regulations to throw away food.
Yep.
So if somebody branches out, you know, to others, and they're there, wow, that is a great system that's already designed but has not been taken advantage of yet.
Yeah, and this particular group, Sean, they were feeding 400 people a week like that, which just blew me away. Yep, for free.
You know, now, this is why we didn't want to, that's a great thing. I'm applauding. That's awesome. But we didn't want to promote ourselves for 20 people that we fed, because we're like,
it's
a joke. But at the same time, people are moved by that. They're like, well, what did I, and I asked them, well, what did you do with the $100? And they're like, Well, I took my family out
for dinner, right? Burger King.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
No, but think about it.
Movie in 2 hours, but yet we were there for 20 people. That's how I look at that.
No, and totally, Sean.
We all can make decisions on what we want to do with our money.
Sean, think about it though. You guys starting this, next thing you know, there's going to be a herd of people doing it. That's what these guys did. It was just a couple that started this, and now they got four vans full of people, and they're up to 400 people. But it takes starting out like you guys are starting out in this and letting people know about it.
Well, just the fact that you guys upon yourselves,
I think it's awesome what you did,
because it's awesome.
It's inspirational.
You took $100, went and got gift cards and just gave them away for free. And what better time of the year for doing that, giving away to complete strangers, which, you know, we're all one. If we're all one, then you've given back to yourself and somehow. And that feeling of giving, you're receiving.
Totally.
Totally. And it's an exchange.
We applaud you guys hugely. Standing ovation.
Thank you. Well, we applaud you, too, for being there for the Toys for Tots and every organization that you help, from the prisons all the way down to helping us. So
absolutely.
We applaud you as well.
Thank you, guys. We're here with you. You know, if we all band together in this effort to change the world, it's going to work. So, yay.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Sean and Tracy Williams, for being on our show today. And please, please go check out Love All Humans. Help them get to the points that they're trying to reach for 2014 goals. We applaud you guys greatly.
And make sure to check out their show every Monday on Blog Talk Radio, the same radio station that you're listening to here. You guys are on Blog Talk, correct?
We are. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and Love All Humans is the channel.
Every Monday from 5 to 6:30.
Awesome. And that was Tracy and Sean Williams from Love All Humans.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions and
audio video graphic design service.
Dillman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion. Hey, so if you're just joining us, we're Humanitarian Radio, and we've been talking today about people who go out on their own and do some really awesome things for the community. We talked about a group called Operation Skid Row, who gave out blankets and hats and scarves and all kinds of really great things, tents and that, last weekend. And coincidentally, during that last commercial break, I received a text from one of our great friends, Kiko Ellsworth, saying, "You're invited today only. We are collecting tents and toys, blankets, jackets, and clothing from 11 to 5 at Kazen Fitness, which is located at 6738 Balboa Boulevard in Van Nuys. It's in the corner of Balboa and Van Owen behind Jack in the Box. They will be donated to the homeless on Skid Row this Christmas. Peace and blessings." So if you're looking for a place to go donate and you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, there you go. There's your spot. So go help Operation Skid Row. We support them, support them, support them. Thank you, Kiko Ellsworth, for letting us know this as well.
And just keep in mind that this is today's drop-off point at this location, but they're always looking for help. So anytime you feel like giving, if you're listening to this past December 15th,
or, you know, right after Christmas when all the children get new clothing from Santa, maybe you could take their old clothing to these guys.
Totally.
You know, you're replacing totally. Things. Listen, people living on the streets that don't have clothing, they don't care if the jeans have a hole in them.
Exactly. And, you know, if a toy is something that your child's not playing with anymore because they have new toys,
yep.
Those old toys of your child will become a new child's toy.
Totally.
So,
totally. So, and speaking of new, I wanted to do a little segment on New Year's resolutions because mm-hmm. New Year's is just around the corner. As we know, every year it comes, and every year people come up with this list of things that they are going to change about their lives. And one of the things that I would like to inspire people to think about in their New Year's resolution this year is, how about instead of doing things for yourself, like I want to lose weight or I want to quit smoking or whatever, how about if you make a resolution to do a humanitarian act?
Yeah, whatever that humanitarian act is. We're looking at a list right here of New Year's resolutions. And
yeah, it's the top 10.
So here's the top 10.
It's pretty funny when you think of this is the top 10 that in all of our country, and who knows from where they reach this. Oh, source, University of Scranton, Journal of Clinical Psychology is who did these stats. So out of all of the people that they surveyed, this was the top 10. Ready?
So number 10, spend more time with family.
That should be done year-round. Fall in love.
Fall in love. So someone wants to fall in love for a New Year's resolution. That's interesting.
That's really interesting. So I am resolving that this year I'm falling in love, darn it.
Yes.
No pressure.
Number 8, which I think is great, and what we're talking about, help others in their dream.
Too bad it's number 8. Should be number 1.
Yeah, but that's really interesting that number 8 is you know, helping others achieve their dreams and helping them succeed. I think that's really important.
So we made it to the chart, and that's the highlight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, what's number 7?
Quit smoking. Mm. How many people are going to listen to that one when they give it to themselves? How many years in a row has that smoking person had that on their resolution? Time to change something up there, people. Number six.
Learn something exciting.
I like that. Learn something exciting about what you can do to help your fellow man be a survivor. Be a great citizen in the world.
Okay, so you're going to put your own little twist on every one.
Yeah.
So number five is staying fit and healthy. And
mentally and physically.
Helping others do the same.
Yeah, yeah. And see, staying fit and healthy, you can stay healthy in the mind by helping others be healthy in the mind.
Number four, enjoy life to the fullest.
Well, I like that one anyway, just because. But it's sad that people have to put that on their list of things to change.
Most people just go through life and just do what they do, and they just day in and day out. But enjoying life to the fullest is sometimes helping others enjoy their life or helping others...
Have a life.
And living their lives to the fullest, you know? Sometimes when you get a chance to give, you're getting an opportunity to receive more than you realize as you give. So
yep.
That could be something that could be placed in there.
Now, number two I find really interesting because it's...
You skipped number three.
Oh, I skipped three. You do three. I'll do two.
Spend less, save more.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'd like to make more and spend less.
I'd actually like to make more and spend more. I'd like to make more and be able to give more. I'd like to make more and be able to give much more.
So make more.
And give more.
Instead of spend less.
Giver's gain, got to give to receive. There's a lot of metaphors out there that discuss. Make more, give more. So now we're on number two. I have a company called Artistic Journey. Artistic Journey helps people do their promotional marketing. And every year, at the beginning of the year, I get so many calls about number two here. Number two is getting organized. And people will call me and say, Janie, we want to help get our marketing organized. Or we want to help to get our business more organized so we can make more money. Or we're trying to organize an event. So getting organized is a big thing. Big phone calls for the whole month of January for my particular company, Artistic Journey. And what is number one, Tony? Drum roll.
This is in the United States. It could be around the world, but it's lose weight. Lose weight is the number one thing that people put on their list.
Do you know that one way to lose weight is to lighten the load in your brain? And one way to lighten the load in your brain is to do something that makes you feel good about yourself. And one way to make you feel good about yourself is to give to others. So your gift giving, whether it's a smile, a hug, a piece of respect, whatever it is you choose to give, can also help in your weight loss program.
That's interesting. Now, looking at these statistics, there's a percentage here. The percentage of people that are in their 20s.
Wait.
Go ahead.
What's the top thing you're going to put in your resolution list this year?
Me?
Yeah.
Is to not cut other people off while I'm talking.
Good luck with that. No, seriously, what is a good resolution for someone that is a gift giver? And a gift could be anything. It's not necessarily monetary.
It would be finding more opportunities to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Either in performing shows or doing the different things that we do for the different charities. It's reaching out to different types of organizations and finding more organizations that we can do the music that we do and perform for people.
Yeah.
To me, that
spread our wings into newer areas that we haven't delved into, shall we say.
Yeah, and then, you know, for me, doing the type of shows that I do,
because you do motivational shows for those of people out there who haven't learned about you and what you do.
Yeah,
Tony is...
What I like to do is motivate people to just empower themselves. And the more that I can do that and find opportunities to do that in front of more people, that's exciting to me.
So if you guys have some new opportunities for Tony and his band Saint Tone, go check out sainttone.com and let him know of things you have going on, huh, Tom?
Yeah, because I'm actually branching out and doing more solo shows and full band shows. So I'm breaking it up so if you don't want the full production, you can have me in an acoustic.
So New Year's resolution, throw Tony some new opportunities that he could spread his joyful word all around.
So getting back to what we were saying, age success rate.
For New Year's resolutions.
For New Year's resolutions. People that are in their 20s achieve the resolution is 39%. People over 50 that achieve the resolution is 14%.
Oh, sad. We've given up on the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, over 50, yeah. Now, as far as how long people maintain.
Length of resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. And you'll find this, you know, with people that join a gym, usually the first month it's packed. And then, you know, it slowly dwindles from there.
So. Okay, so the first one is resolution maintained through the first week. So if you made it through the first week and stayed on your resolution path, how many people did that?
We're part of the 75%.
Okay, 75, that's not bad. Then we go down to 2 weeks. And so when you go to 2 weeks, it starts to dwindle a little bit. And that dwindle goes to?
71%.
Oh, a little small slide there.
Mm-hmm.
Past 1 month. 4 weeks. You made it 4 weeks with your resolution. How many of us can make it 4 weeks?
64%, which is still pretty
Still high. Pretty decent. Still pretty decent. So last stat they have here is how many people make it past 6 months. What's your guess?
Mine?
Yeah. My guess would be like 20%.
My guess is 46%.
You're cheating. That's not a guess.
It is a guess. I already knew the answer.
No, but I would think that number would be lower. It would strike me as 46%, which is what their study came to, is a high number. So congratulations to the 46% of you that are able to stay strong with your resolution.
Yeah, it's just a little less than half, you know, I've actually done it.
So let's look at this one last stat on here, type of resolution, percentage above 100% because of multiple resolutions. Okay, so they have more than one resolution here. Read the first one, Tony.
Self-improvement or education-related resolutions.
So 47% of people's resolutions are in the self-improvement or education-related resolution category.
Yeah, that makes sense.
38% of the people making resolutions.
Weight-related.
34%.
Is money-related.
And 31%.
Is relationship-related.
Yeah, so that's
so
pretty interesting.
Like weight, money, and relationship
are pretty much the top. Yeah, yeah, pretty much the top of the, on the resolution scale. And again, all of those things, you can change the shift and the pattern in your mind and your thought pattern and your brain process and shift around everything that's happening in your life by looking at some humanitarian efforts, whether it's for a friend, a family, or a complete stranger. You would be amazed at what the satisfaction that comes to you can do in the shifting of all the things in your new life.
Amen to that.
I would like to play one of your songs, Tony, now, a song called Shine My Light. And why I like that song and why I think that's appropriate, it's a brand new year. People are setting resolutions. And you have a hook in this song that says, I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. So maybe you're making a brand new shift for 2014, and you're changing the way you think about things. And to all those of you, Shine My Light by Saint Tone, dedicated to your New Year resolution.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. Outside and you feel you've been denied. in the song. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. Loving every day, finding sunlight through the rain. You trust in you. And I'll be there to help you follow through. Yes, I'll be there when darkness blinds the truth.
That was Shine My Light by Saint Tone. I really like that song. It actually was a pivotal point for me. That one line, I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. I heard that song and it literally made me decide to make a huge shift in my life and reach out for the things that I had been tucking in the back of my mind, thinking that it was too much effort to make changes, and realize that I could be shining my light for the first time if I just make a couple of shifts. And I did make those shifts, and my light is shining. Woo, 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 woo. And where can they find that song, Tony?
They can find that at sainttone.com. That's www.saitone.com. That is the first track off the World Radio CD. And check it out. I hope you enjoy it. Give it away as a gift. Or download it and use it as an inspiration for yourself.
Yeah. I love that idea. Put it as your ringtone to remind you over and over and over that you are wanting to shine your light for the first time in years and start something new. Speaking of the name Saint Tone, we were on the red carpet last night being interviewed by a TV station, and the gentleman said, "What are your names?" And Tony said, "I'm Tony Saint Tone," and I said, "I'm Janie Beauclair." I said, "I'm the Saint, and he's the Tone. See my halo?" It was entertaining, wasn't it? I'm positioning myself as the saint in the group.
Yes,
yes. I am. Yeah, it's not working, but you know.
Like I'm the Holy One, and he brings the tone, the music.
I like it.
Now, I was going to go back a second real quick. you like Shine My Light, and you said that you are actually thinking of recording that, because one of your New Year's resolutions is what, Jane?
Is I'm going to have myself a 5-CD solo CD. And it's going to go in the back of a book that I am currently writing about reinventing your life after 50.
Mm.
Not that I'm after 50. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, 51.
I think once you're 50, only for a year.
Yeah, I'm past that now. But my point is I'm going to write a book. I've been working on it for a while now because a lot of people, a lot of women my age who have had families and children and are on the other side of that with an empty nest are going, now what? Well, now life's beginning a whole new trail, and I want to inspire people and show them, look, I walked away from that whole world after my duties were done and started brand new, and look at me now. I'm hosting a radio show. I'm performing with a band. I have some movies coming out. I have a lot of things going on, and it's because I decided that I could, and I made just a small amount of effort, and here I am. So here I is. I'm shining my light, baby, for the first time in years. Actually, I've been shining it for about 5 years now, but if I wouldn't have taken the shot and made the shift, we wouldn't be here.
No,
you know, I recorded something the other day from Michael Jackson, and I think it's a great little piece of inspiration and thought to roll the end of the show out with. And I'd like to play that now, and that comes from...
Oh, this is it.
This is it. So... thank you for listening to Humanitarian Radio today, and we're going to sign out with a piece of thought from Michael Jackson from the This Is It movie.
I respect the secret and magic of nature. That's why it makes me so angry when I see these things that are happening, you know. But every second I hear the size of a football field is torn down in the Amazon. I mean, that kind of stuff really bothers me. That's why I write these kind of songs, you know, and give some sense of awareness and awakening and hope to people. I love the planet. I love trees. I have this thing for trees and the colors and changing of leaves. I love it. You know, I respect those kind of things. I really feel that nature is trying so hard to compensate for man's mismanagement of the planet. The planet is sick, like a fever. If we don't fix it now, it's at the point of no return. This is our last chance to fix this problem that we have. Where it's like a runaway train, and the time has come. This is it. I love you. People are always saying, oh, they think they'll take care of it. The government of the don't, they'll, they who? It starts with us. It's us, or it'll never be done.
Humanitarian Radio. Shouting out some good news for your soul.